Freedom Manifesto, Why Free Markets Are Moral and Big Government Isn't. It's a new book out by Steve Forbes, who joins us now, and his co-author, Elizabeth Ames. And I want to ask you, Steve, about the whole issue of dollar dilution, because you write about it in the book, particularly as it relates to gasoline prices.
Well, that's right. When the government starts printing up too much money, it goes, the extra money, we saw this in the 1970s, starts to go into hard assets like oil, gold, silver, copper, and the like. And what that means is suddenly prices for gasoline, suddenly prices for food, and other things start shooting up. And it's whether you compare it to putting water in the gasoline, diluting the gasoline, or whatever comparison you want to make. When you trash the value of the dollar, we pay a severe price for it because money's not invested in traditional job-creating enterprises. You make an investment. You hope you get a payoff 3 years, 5 years down the road. You don't know whether you're going to get 20-cent dollars, 80-cent dollars, 10-cent dollars, and so investment gets hurt. We should, again, learn this from what happened 30 years ago before Ronald Reagan killed the terrible inflation. Weak dollar always means a weak recovery. It's also a power grab by the government, because when they print too much money, it's a form of taxation, like what you see at the gas pump. And it also means with the low interest rates they have, gets the low interest rate, the federal government. This is deficit without tears. The government gets to borrow at virtually no cost. But if you're a small or medium-sized business, very difficult, very uncertain to get credit. Romney pointed out rightly, those low mortgage interest rates, would that mean you get a mortgage through due process? No, very, very tough. So the government gets it, private enterprise gets the short end.
But Steve, we get back to, once again, your analysis, which I agree with, by the way, is the fact that Congress has abandoned its role in terms of checking the Fed to, you know, monitor this QE, which all it is printing more money, qualitative easing. It's just making the problem even worse. You know, everybody used to be condemning of Ron Paul for his audit the Fed bill, but there's a lot to be said for having Congress do its role in checking the Fed.
That's right. The Fed has less formal oversight than do our intelligence agencies. Now, you don't want Congress running the Fed. You don't want Congress running much of anything. But they do. But they do have an obligation to oversee an agency they created. The Fed acts as if it's created by the Constitution. No, it's created by Congress. And when the Fed starts to fool around with the value of the dollar, starts to manipulate interest rates, then they should be called to account. Because Bernanke is becoming the definition of insanity. He keeps printing the money. It doesn't work. So let's try it again. Give it a different name. Same thing. Same poison.